We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You are listening to... I don't know what I'm doing. You're listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports. Episode 161. I'm Morgan, and on the other line is Mr. the one and only, no one else but Austin. How the frick is it going, buddy?
Wow, that was something for sure. No, it's going good. I'm quite excited for today. I'm going to be going to see a car show here in town. They've shut down a big major street and a bunch of side streets, and there's going to be all kinds of beautiful cars out. So definitely going to be getting some pictures of those.
Nice.
Do love some cars. I know. We have. Cars are good, especially the classics. But then I'm going to pick up my lovely wife, and we are going to stay with a couple of friends of ours, have a sleepover.
A sleepover.
I don't know if I'll say their names, but you would have met them at the wedding.
Okay.
The one was, rhymes with Duke.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, they're also common names, so it probably wouldn't really matter, but yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, so that'll be good. He's really good at like smoking meat. You got like smoking everything.
I noticed.
We're going to do some ribs. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. How about yourself? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? This week has actually been a calmer week from the past. I think on Sunday after recording. Oh, I got hair in my mouth. That's never fine. Sunday after recording, I did play slow pitch. I think I mentioned that. I was going to do that last episode.
Yeah.
Also had a game on Wednesday. Well, I say we had a game. The other team that we played against had a ball game. We just showed up.
Okay.
It wasn't good.
Was it rough?
Yeah, like our positioning... Like, players didn't know what the hell they're doing. We're a mess of a team, and it's starting to frustrate me. Like, we have what would be left field, playing basically infield, and then two people play at first base, and... It's like, what's going on
here? What the hell?
Well, everyone wants to chit-chat and visit and stuff. It's like, well, we came here to play ball. You can visit when we're batting.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it's rec league, so I try not to get too caught up in it, I can be quite competitive at times. So, other than that, no board games this weekend. There's also a car show happening. Well, you probably know about the Show and Shine.
You goddamn right I do.
So that's today. Unfortunately, I will miss that because I will be going to... Basically, as soon as recording's done, I get ready for the batter game, go to Costco... do Costco things, and then go to Regina. So That's what I got going on today. So, with all that being said, we might as well do plugs, and that will give me time to figure out the CFL crap. So,
yeah. Well, first things first, you're going to rate, review, download, subscribe, everything you can to help out. Every little bit helps. You're going to follow the podcast at TSWGS Pod on TikTok, on Instagram. Instagram's not super active, but TikTok has been a bit more active. Morgan actually hit a bunch of views on a video, and he's challenged me, so I'm going to respond to him today. So you can check that out. When this is uploaded, it'll definitely be up. So
yeah,
check that stuff out. And yeah, Morgan, I think you got a couple plugs as well.
Yeah, I got Caption Morgan too. It's basically it on anything social media wise.
Yeah, just Google Caption Morgan too, and pretty much whatever comes up.
I try to keep it simple, like
yeah, that works.
Yeah. I wish I could say the triple T's now, but that's kind of dumb and old and not a thing anymore. So here we are. But yes, all honesty though, I do want a second fact to like, share, follow. I think it was last week that I said that I'm giving this, at least this version of the podcast, we might try and make a new one. That's a strong possibility. I don't know what it could be. Probably also weed related. In some way. We'll probably be talking stone while getting blank. So
just a mild rebranding. But
We'll figure that out when the time comes. Hopefully though, We kick this one in, because I quite enjoy talking about sports, so hopefully we kick this one into high gear. I also want to say, just as a second reminder, Austin last episode mentioned some type of famous YouTube videos that are private. And he said if we hit, 100 followers on any of the new episodes?
Well, 100 listens, yeah.
We'll take 100 followers, too.
Oh, 100%, yeah. But
then you might release some or all of them.
Yeah, or maybe one per video. That I don't know, we'll see. But it's they're bad. They're really bad.
I want to see them so bad, so I so hope we pull them off.
They're embarrassing.
They are.
Well, I bet you I can. I think what I can do is if I could share a link with you, but that's dangerous because you could look at it, but then you could share it, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I wouldn't share it, but I think at least for now, we'll see how this whole little challenge or whatever you want to call it thing goes. I want to be left in the dark too.
Okay.
So if people want even my eyes to see it, then please, once again,
we'll tell be your one friends. Of these
people. Yeah, tell everyone. We're okay, guys.
Yeah, we're all right. What a great
episode. I mean, I laughed a couple times during this podcast, so that must mean something.
I have laughed probably at least 40 times over the past 3 years.
Yeah.
That's not that much, actually. Anyway.
No, that's not very much. So that's awkward.
Yep.
Dude, I'm baked.
Good. I'm right there with you, buddy.
I don't want to talk football. Can we talk something else?
No.
Let's have a podcast talking about what our next podcast should be about.
Okay, yeah, that's a great idea.
The Ottawa Redblacks went to Toronto. Once again, this is the last week recap, so I'm just going to breeze through it. The Argonauts won 44-31. Both defenses just basically decided not to show up. Toronto had a huge second quarter with 21 points. I mean, Ottawa also in the second had 14 points. So
they combined 35 points in the second quarter. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that's more points than some teams get an entire game. So,
yeah. Anyway, what?
I was just going to say, apparently, at least the defense is like, you know what? Let's take a longer half. Let's just take the second quarter off, too.
Yeah.
Take half off. We somewhat better than the second half. So, at least Toronto's defense was only giving up 7 points in the second half. That's pretty impressive.
True.
Dustin Crum went 21 for 26, 292 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That's basically as good of... Did you just sneeze while I'm trying to talk football?
Twice.
Oh, my Lord. This is why we don't have any listens. Right there.
I don't think that's it.
But what I was saying before is really a interrupted. Dustin Crum played a hell of a game. Best he probably could have played in a loss, which is kind of weird to say, but it's true. He only had 5 incompletions all game, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And just under 300 yards. So, but then you look over onto I didn't realize the kicker for Toronto, Boris Beattie, he went 1 for 1 for 15 yards.
Not bad, not bad.
No. Maybe he should start. Fuck Jack Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, Chad Kelly also went 21 for 28, 417 yards. 4 touchdowns and 1 pick.
Not bad.
That's pretty damn good.
That pick, however, was a pick 6.
That's very true. It's what kept Ottawa in the game. So, look at Austin be on top of the stats today. Holy crap. Someone did his research.
Or I'm just looking at it currently and chiming in when I have something to say.
Well, that's good. That's how a podcast should work. I really don't have anything else I wanted to say about that game. Good. I'm not a big fan of going back a week prior, but
especially for either of those teams.
Well, that's true. Although, as shitty as the Rough Riders are, kind of watching closer to the east side, be like, we don't want Ottawa to do too well, so then we can cross over.
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be Toronto and Montreal up at the top for the 1-2.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to be either Riders or Calgary crossing over, so. Although, first game of, was it week 11, we have, what's the word I'm looking for?
Edmonton?
We do have Edmonton. We have an unfamiliar territory to explore.
Okay.
That's a weird way to put this, but we do. Because Edmonton Elks, I feel like I need a drum roll here or something. That's a terrible drum roll. There we go. The flubber at the end. I love it.
You're welcome. I don't know what that was. Don't ask.
Hey, I've heard your mouth make weird sounds before, so I'm not surprised.
All right, moving on.
Edmonton Elks. They are a football team.
Yeah. Well, now they are.
Yeah, it's official. Because, well, they still have to win at home. However, they were on a 13-game losing streak coming into this game. Just in general. That's not counting the, was it, 22-home game losing streak that they're on.
Jesus.
Maybe only 21.
Imagine, like, being an Elks fan and for multiple seasons, you haven't gone to a game where they won at home.
Yeah. I watch some of the home games, like on TV or whatever, and it's sad for the lack of fans there in the stadium.
Well, yeah. Would you want to go see your team?
No, and the thing is, half of them get in for free because they're on the guaranteed ticket thing that had happened at the...
That's funny.
Although, was it 3 days prior to this game, they did fire their president. Oh, I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. Victor Q, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
But anyways, which is very shocking to lots of people, because in front of this, like, scenes and stuff, he seemed like he was doing great stuff for the organization.
Right.
But it's kind of sounds like...
not so much.
Not so much behind the scenes, yeah. So hopefully we find more about that in the future. We probably won't, because that's how pro sports work.
Yeah, they don't need to tell us anything.
But I made you do a drum roll, and then I just stopped talking about this game.
Yeah, that was really cool of you. Appreciate that.
Do you want to do it again? Silent drum roll. I love it. Edmonton Elks, they won. They beat the Hamilton Tiger-Cats 24-10. They should have put Trey Ford in as quarterback since game one. Taylor Cornelius obviously wasn't the answer. I watched this game. The first half was, I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. The first half, it was, well, this entire game wasn't very exciting. If I'm being completely honest.
And there was 4 points scored in the second half. Teams combined.
Yeah. It was a defensive battle. I mean, the Edmonton's D-line, I think, had 7 sacks.
Ooh.
So they came to play.
Yeah.
It was I was real happy on Friday morning when I woke up and I realized that my fantasy lineup didn't save. And when I originally did it, I had the Edmonton's defense on my team. But since it didn't save, I had to redo it. And since the game already happened, obviously I couldn't, you know, plug the defense back in. So lost out on those points.
Yeah.
Thank you, yeah, interweb.
Sounds like you fucked up.
Yeah, I did fuck up because I didn't hit the save button. But it was more fun, Austin, to blame it on the interweb.
Yeah.
But no, you had to come in with logic.
Yeah. I got to do that sometime. I know you're not.
No, I don't have much logic. This halftime, though, was an interesting halftime. And I usually don't talk about the halftime.
No. But
this one, there was an almost a 2 hour weather delay.
2 hour?
Yes.
Holy shit.
It was over 90 minutes.
God damn.
At the, I don't know, first hour of it, it was very strange because there's no rain, no nothing. It just happened to be lightning in the area, so they couldn't play. Because apparently getting struck by lightning is bad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I've heard.
Who told you that?
I don't know, some scientist.
Fucking liar told you that.
Fucking liar. That's who they are. You're probably not wrong. They're scientists. All scientists are liars. We know that.
We obviously know that. Scientists are always wrong. Anyway.
Oh, I really hope we get hate for that because then we get something.
That would mean attention for the podcast.
Oh, and we hey, all Bali, know what.
By the way, I also hate. No, maybe we shouldn't get into that.
All right, I don't know where that was headed.
I don't know the hate of anything. I don't know. Are you a crunchy or smooth peanut butter kind of guy? That could be controversial. Anyway, moving on.
Ooh. Depends on the situation.
No, it doesn't. Crunchy every time. You're wrong.
Smooth if I'm trying to get freaky.
That's
crunchy if I'm just trying to enjoy life.
If you're
trying to trade forward, Trey Ford went 13 for 18, 174 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He managed the game and he did enough to win it.
Yeah.
Yes, it was against a struggling Hamilton Tiger-Cats team. Their defense is usually still pretty solid. I mean, they only gave up 24 points, so their defense, Hamilton's defense, played a pretty good game. I do, even though I trashed Taylor Cornelius not too long ago, I do want to say he was one half of one of the best trickery, well, I don't want to say best trickery. Interesting play that happened during, I think it was the first half. Yes. Where all you CFL fans out there might know a player named AC Leonard. Back in 2016, he came into the CFL as a tight end. Chris Jones with the Riders turned him into a D lineman.
What a shocker, Chris Jones changing somebody's position up.
No, but I mean, he became, he's one of the best D linemen in the league now. So.
Oh, yeah, no, it wasn't a bad move at all.
This game, however, he had a 40, AC Leonard, the new D lineman, had a 45 yard reception from Taylor Cornelius.
Okay.
So that, like, it was a, you know, short yardage thing, and AC Leonard comes in to help with blocking on those situations. They rolled out, and no one expected a D lineman to be 45 yards down the field. And
I mean, fair.
But people forget he used to be a tight end, so.
Right.
The nice thing, it was a beautiful one-handed grab. That's another thing that made it extra special.
Special. What?
Aw. Taylor Powell. I wasn't sure. My brain wasn't sure how to respond to that, except for the aw. He went 20 for 26, 218 yards. No interceptions, no touchdowns. They did hand the ball off to James Butler quite a few times. 14 carries for 114 yards, so 8.1 average. That's pretty good average per run.
That's not bad.
He He was the one that got the one touchdown for Hamilton. So it was a very boring game, but this is how Edmonton's going to win any games for the rest of the season, is that they need their defense to play like this. We'll see what they can do against a higher tier team, if you will, like the Winnipeg, Toronto, or BC. But I mean, in a couple weeks, they have Edmonton has the back to back with Calgary, which Calgary has been struggling. So I don't know. Their next, after they won this game, it looks like they're acting like they won the Grey Cup. So they do have to calm down a little bit. It's just one win. They're still 1-9 or something like that. So 1-9. Now the next monkey they have to get off their back is win at home. So
true.
I think they're at home next week. So I guess, fuck, I'm going to say it. Time will tell. Whatever. Winnipeg Blue Bombers. What are you doing?
Whatever I want to.
What's wrong with you?
What's right with me?
Nothing.
That's a great point. Any other questions?
No, Your Honor. I'm good.
Your Honor. Ooh.
I don't know. I felt like I was in court again.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Calgary. Stampeders. This game, it was weird for me because I was actually cheering for Winnipeg. In the position the Riders are in, we need Calgary to lose.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if Winnipeg wins at this point.
No, we're not getting second. We're not getting first.
No.
Riders might not even win another football game this year. So for us to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to. The Riders play BC today and then a bye, then back to back with Winnipeg. Like, in 4 weeks, they could be 4-10.
True.
At least we're not like Toronto that's already had their third bye week. So they played 10 straight weeks of football now.
Oh, goddamn.
They had all their byes in the first half of the season. It's insane.
Yeah, that is kind of wild.
So far there has yet to be there's only really one somewhat exciting game this week so far, and it was not this one. The Bombers squeaked out a win over the Stampeders 19-18. Yes, Zach Claros was out for this game. We have yet to hear because Mike O'Shea does not like to share anything. We have no clue how long he's going to be out for. It seems like it's day to day or week to week, however you want to word it. So Drew Brown ended up playing for Winnipeg. He went 17 for 27, 171 yards. Didn't do much. Didn't have to do much because they're playing against Jake Mayer. And Jake Mayer is not the answer.
No.
Speaking of which, he went 11 for 24, 190 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 1 interception. And that interception, surprise, surprise, was a pick 6.
Damn.
So he scored more points for the other team than he did for his own team.
That is rough. That's not a good look.
No, that's not ideal. That's not a good recipe for success.
Usually, no.
Yeah, I mean, Rene Paredes, the field goal kicker, he did go 6 for 8, so.
Damn.
They were able to, Calgary was able to move the ball enough to get into field goal range, but that's about it. Where are we at for time? Yeah, I might as well keep moving along. One more game to talk about before I put everyone to sleep. I can hear the snoring already. You guys really have to go check that out. You guys are really loud at snoring. This so far, and probably will be, the game of the week, but a still very boring football game. Uh-oh. It has not been a good week of football in my mind.
No.
Some mediocre football play all across the board. So, Montreal did beat Ottawa 25-24. Cody Fajardo still out second week in a row for this game. I don't know if they're just, you know, if he's more injured than we thought, or just give him extra week of rest against, I'll say it, a weaker opponent, because Ottawa sucks. I have to say that because we need them to keep sucking so we can, the Riders can go lose in the East. So against Montreal in the playoffs. But right. Caleb Evans went 24 for 36, 333 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He again, I mean, he went over 300 yards, so he moved the ball around nicely. I was bouncing in and out during this game when I was watching it. It was very, when I first started watching, it was very confusing because Montreal was wearing their red alternate jerseys. So even though Ottawa was home, since they couldn't wear their regular colors because they looked too much like Montreal, they had to wear their white. So the story of this game really comes down to turnovers. Both teams had quite a few turnovers. Well, Dustin Crum, he went 14 for 19, 130 yards, 1 interception. It's pretty clear if you want to beat Ottawa, all you have to do is force Crum to throw the ball because he's not... he's more of a running back than a, he's not the best passer. I mean, he had a good percentage, but that's because, what was it? Until the last throw of the game, when they had to go for a Hail Mary situation, he didn't have a throw over 15 yards.
Oof.
So, it was a bunch of just, you know, screens and, you know, short little passes. And, I mean, they were winning most of the game. Montreal just came back in the fourth quarter with their 15 points versus Ottawa's 7. So, more than doubled up there. So, that...
Not bad, not bad.
No, not too shabby. There's something else. Oh, yes. I took one note of this game because it stood out to me. And at first, I thought Bob Dice, the head coach for Ottawa, I thought he was making one of the dumbest challenges I've ever seen. However, well, I should back up a little bit. The challenge was for spot of the ball. I've never seen one of those overturned until this game. So I have to say sorry, Bob Dice. I thought you're crazy and insane for challenging a spot of a ball. Like, those challenges are stupidly hard to win. that's all I have for football. And next episode, it will be nice because I won't actually have to go back in the week, because there's no sense to talk about BC versus the Riders, because it's going to be a complete blowout anyway, so it won't matter. And not for the team I'm hoping for. Why am I driving there and back and getting home crazy late at night? I'm going to be really tired tomorrow. Oh, my Lord. Because I'm dumb, Austin. That's why.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Speaking of dumb people, it's time to talk hockey.
Wow.
No, there's actually Boston has some big news again. I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it was last week, week before, but we talked
about it. It was last week.
All right. Let me talk, you motherfucker.
No, not allowed.
All right, well, stay stoned and stay safe.
See you later, alligator.
So, yeah, Patrice Bergeron, obviously retired. Now we have news of David Krejci retiring from the Bruins. And this is very much, obviously, it felt this way with Bergeron, but with Krejci especially, both of them, you know, it's the end of an era for the Boston Bruins. Not to say they won't still be pretty good, but, you know, those are big parts of the team that are now gone, you know.
I don't think they make the playoffs. There's my hot take.
Ooh. They still got guys like Pastrnak and McAvoy and Linus Allmark. They got good goaltending. I don't know. But, yeah, Krejci, what a career. 1,192 regular season games and playoff games for the Bruins. Won the cup with them in 11.
That was such a big year.
Yeah, just like 04. Anyway.
I was younger then. It didn't count.
It definitely counted. Krejci put up 871 points in that span with the Bruins. Helped reach the playoffs 13 times and 3 Stanley Cup appearances.
That's pretty solid.
It's not bad. Now, obviously, they've made some changes. Bruins have. They brought back Emil and Lucic, brought in Morgan Geeky, James Van Riemsdyk. But it's a very different team going forward now. Yeah, it's, you know, can't say I'm upset about the Bruins hopefully being worse. They've had their time in the sun. Now it's time to go to the goddamn shadows.
Yeah, like, I think this is going to honestly be too much of a shock of to the system, having their two players or two veterans leave like this back to back. Yes, they were getting up in age and stuff, but they were still
huge parts of the team.
Yeah. Because now they're left with Pavel Zacha. How do you say
Pavel that? Zacha is going to be their number one center, and I just don't think that that's a good idea.
And then they have Charlie Coyle, so that's for your top two centers. That's not the most ideal situation. No. Well, Lucic, he played some center and for the Flames, so maybe he can step up.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to put him at center.
I don't think so either. They might have to.
Well,
depending who else retires.
I don't think they willingly will, but who knows?
Well, hell, I'm assuming Lucic will probably retire at the end of next year. So
probably one last run with the boys.
Yeah.
Even though none of the same boys are there anymore, really.
No, it's just the logo at this point.
Except for like Marchand.
Yeah, he's not going to be around for much longer, I don't think, either.
Thank God.
I know he's your favorite player. You're going to miss him a lot. That little
rat-faced fuck. Oh, my God. I am definitely not alone in my hatred of Brad Marchand. But you know what? If he would have had his career on the Canucks, I would have loved him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with those guys, right? It's if you're a guy who teams hate to play against, you're good.
Just be grateful that Marchand's plays for Boston. Neither one of our teams have to. They don't play Boston very often, so.
No, just one particular time that sticks out to me.
I can't imagine when that is.
So Jonathan Toews, as his contract.
Oh, you mixed up my order. That makes sense. Sorry, I talked over you.
All good. Speaking of guys either stepping away from the game temporarily or permanently, Jonathan Toews has decided to take some time off and kind of reevaluate. And I don't blame him. He's had a great career, 15 seasons, three Stanley Cups, you know. He's obviously not what he once was, but even last season, you know, he had 31 points in 53 games with 15 goals, but he just, oh no, that was, yeah, that was last season. I don't know. He also has been dealing with long COVID, and this is something that has affected a lot of people, and he hasn't said officially that he's not coming back.
He's not coming back.
It doesn't seem that way. And you know what? That's okay. Solid career. I know there's definitely a few people online that aren't exactly happy with Jonathan Toews. Because I don't know if you're, but it was basically because he was captain when the whole Kyle Beach thing happened in Chicago. Yeah. And like, he didn't really speak up. He didn't, you know, so a lot of people are say that kind of tarnishes his record. And I mean, fair. But at this point, you've made your money. Why risk further injuries and stuff like that? Right now, you got to focus on the rest of your life.
Yeah, he's like, what, 35?
I believe so, yes. Which yeah, he's
35, so he has long life still ahead of him, so it's time to...
Yeah. Well,
he's still going to be a Hall of Famer and all that stuff, so...
Oh, yeah. I don't know. This is just getting into my own, like, age thing. It's crazy, right? I remember watching this guy at the World Juniors.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're talking about, well, you know, he's got to think about the rest of his life. Like, oh, my God. Time flies, man.
Yeah. In a couple weeks, I'm going to be 31, dude.
That's gross.
I know. I'm living it. My life is gross.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Which, so, by the way, what's my present? I better get something from this podcast. Some kind of gift.
The gift is you get to hear me every week.
Oh, fuck. That's a nightmare, dude.
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
What? So we got five trades that could potentially still happen this offseason. We still got some time.
I like rumors.
Same. Yeah. We love to talk about that kind of shit on the pod. Is Evgeny Kuznetsov. Now, the thing with Kuznetsov is he's been rumored to be traded for years now. Ever since the Capitals won the cup and he was caught on video doing blow or something. It's like, we probably got to get him out of here.
I mean,
Kuznetsov, he's getting paid $7.8 million against the cap over the next 2 years. But there was a time where he had a lot of value. He was huge for the Capitals in their cup run. But that value is gone. I don't see him getting traded. I think the Capitals want to trade him, but I don't see it happening because that value with that cap hit, unless there's some retention, I don't see that happening.
Okay, well, real quick, before we move on, I have some quick breaking news.
Oh, shit.
So I forgot to mention it.
Evgeny Kuznetsov has been traded. Sorry, that would have been hilarious.
No, that'll be Monday morning. All these players will be traded.
Yeah.
It's actually not sports related, but it is breaking news.
Okay.
So I, being stoned and all, I forgot to mention that for over 12 hours, someone above me has been running water.
Oh.
For like at least probably closer to like 15 hours straight.
What the fuck?
It has finally turned off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just now.
Weird.
So, that's it.
Wow, I'm really glad we stopped.
Please continue.
No, you know what? No, now I'm interested. What kind of sound was it? Was it just like water running? Was it a high pressure? Was it a low pressure? Was it just like a drip? Was it?
No, it was continuous, like if someone was running.
I don't give a fuck about the water, Morgan. I was kidding. Jesus
Christ. It was about.
Morgan, the Bruins, especially the Bruins from earlier, they are on the market for a center.
I would say so.
As we were talking about the losses of Patrice Bergeron,
I want to talk about running water. The Bruins
now all they have is Charlie Coyle and Pavel Zacha, like we were talking about. There has been talks about potentially getting like Elias Lindholm out of Calgary. Not sure what it takes to make that trade happen.
That would take a lot.
Potentially Mark Scheifele out of the Jets because he's been rumored to be out of there as well as the Jets rebuild. Now that could kind of coincide too with if Winnipeg's going to sell, you know, they got rid of Wheeler. If they sell Scheifele, might as well sell Connor Hellebuck. Hellebuck is a crazy good goalie. There's a couple teams out there that could definitely use some goaltending, New Jersey, Buffalo, Los Angeles even, but, boy, oh boy, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in Winnipeg, so I'm sure he wants out. He wants to win.
Can I back up to Boston for a quick sec? Don't worry, I'm not going to talk about
Yeah, go ahead.
How funny and crazy would it be if the Flames and Boston didn't make a trade and Lucic was part of that trade?
Oh, my God. Get Lucic back at like league minimum.
I wouldn't complain. He did solid, like he played his role perfectly with the Flames. So,
right. Well, and at league minimum, like that's not a huge gamble.
Yeah, it's not terrible. But I just popped in my head. I thought that'd be hilarious.
That would be pretty funny.
But yeah, I don't think Hellebuck is this is his last year in his contract, right?
I think so.
And yeah, if we don't see a renewal before the season starts, then I don't see it happening. So I don't think he gets traded this offseason, though.
No. Well, and that's the thing, too. Teams can also just wait for him to be a free agent and then give up nothing but cap space.
Yeah, it's a hard situation. If Winnipeg wants to get anything proper from him, they have to trade him this offseason.
Yeah.
Even if he has another stellar year, like you just said, teams will just be like, well,
we'll just wait till July 1st.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes teams will trade a couple draft picks for their rights or whatever.
Sometimes, but it's not, yeah, I don't know. Time will tell, yeah. Hey.
Well, fuck off.
Wow.
Let's talk about the Canadians.
I guess. We're Canadian.
Yep.
They got three goalies under contract. They got Jake Allen, Sam Montembeau, and Casey DeSmith. Three goalies, not really necessary. DeSmith will probably the most likely to be traded. He just came in with Jeff Petrie. But I don't know. It's I don't know what Montreal's doing, really. So, I don't know.
They're still in the rebuilding process, and it's just been taking 3 years.
Yeah. So the Sabres have a lot of defensemen. They have 9 NHL defensemen under contract, so could be some moves there. So it's funny, actually, this article mentioned Ilya Lyubushkin as maybe the odd guy out, making $2.75 million. Well, he was actually just traded yesterday. He was traded to the Ducks. So they were right about that trade.
Yeah, I'm not sure when – I didn't fact check to see when this article came out.
No, that's okay. It's funny that we have an update to that.
Breaking news again. More, boop, 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 boop,
boop. A little more – flexibility. They got Devin Levi in net. The Sabres are in a really good spot.
I wonder if Levi has a sponsor with Levi's. Okay, you're going to add the laughter in there and the pause, right?
No. I might add crickets.
Oh, no. I can do a cricket sound. Cricket. Cricket.
No, that's
cricket.
They're not Pokemon. They don't just say the name of them.
You don't know this. You've never heard of cricket.
So, tell me if this sounds familiar. Jeff,
I used to breed crickets.
Oh, my good Lord. I don't do this to you when you're talking about football, you motherfucker.
I know you hate me when you talk hockey.
You fucker. But tell me if you've heard this one before. Jeff Petrie traded in 2023. Well,
nope, never heard it.
So he got traded to the Canadiens as part of the Carlson trade, 3-way deal. And now Montreal has decided to turn around and trade him to the Red Wings for Lindstrom and a draft pick. Jeff Petrie used to play for the Canadiens before he was traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Because he didn't want to be in Montreal anymore. And then the poor bastard got traded to Montreal. he was a pretty good offensive defenseman, but he's not getting any better. He's 35 years old. I don't know, but I guess Detroit liked him. So
Detroit right now is a little younger team, so the veteran presence. Toss him on the third line with someone. He'll do fine.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I like the move for Montreal. They turn an aging defenseman with a large salary cap into a prospect and a draft pick.
Although they do have to keep some of the, they're retaining 50%. So,
right, but they still got half the salary out. You know what I mean? Like, it's they're doing what they can, and I think it's a good move. But
yeah, I've heard some decent things about this Lindstrom guy when he was with Detroit. So
I think that's it for hockey.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, we got some time to kill, and this kind of worked out perfectly. It's like I planned it this way, Austin. Wow.
Wow.
I was trying to do that thing that's all over TikTok when something says wow, it's all magical and sounding. Baseball. Do you like records? Austin, I'm talking to you. Austin.
Did you hear that?
The silence?
Oh, I thought, damn it, I was trying to play cricket sounds.
They're quiet crickets.
Apparently.
I was like, hello, are you there? We haven't signed off yet. You're like, all right, hockey's done. Peace.
Bye. Just leave. Oh, my God.
Just for that, your zero gets a little smaller. Never mind. Do you like records to hopefully actually get an answer for the question I asked?
Do I like records? I guess if you're, I mean, yeah, of course.
I thought you were going to talk about music. I was waiting for that.
No.
Because the Mariners have a really good baseball player named Julio Rodriguez. Holy crap, I got that right.
Hell yeah. You said Mariners, which it's not. It's the Mariners. But you got the name of the guy right.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
You were so close.
I fucked up on the easiest one. So the Marineras.
The Marineras. With Julio Rodriguez.
Oh, don't do that again.
No?
No.
Okay. Nobody's listening anymore. It's at the end of the podcast. What?
Yeah, we don't want it to be the only podcast that gets canceled with zero people listening.
Yeah, somehow the gig's canceled. Nobody even heard what we said. That would be impressive.
Right there would be a reason to like, share, and follow. It's the fact that we got canceled this year. All of a sudden, our numbers just skyrocket.
Oh my god! Hey, I'll take it.
Well, speaking of numbers, though, this Julio Rodriguez sets the MLB record with 17 hits in 4 games.
Damn.
That's 4 straight games of at least going 4 for 4.
At least 4 hits, yeah.
Which is absolutely insane. He's only the second player in MLB history to do that. It hasn't happened since 1925.
God damn.
That's 98 years ago.
For those keeping track.
Yeah. I mean, I know one person that's older than that record, so maybe my great-grandma remembers it.
I doubt it.
Well, she's turning 104 in a couple weeks. I was complaining about my age 31. Oh, that makes me feel young. On the last game that you played, Rodriguez went 4-for-6, so not every game is having 100%, but the fact that he was on, or 6 attempts, that just says a lot about what the Marineros are doing. But I just came across this and I thought it would be interesting to mention. We don't talk baseball very often, so.
Almost never.
But I do like records, and you know, the fact that you have this, like, the ball's coming at you from 80 to 100 miles an hour, like, and you're connecting this often, is absolutely insane. And I know this because I went to the batting cages once and had 90 mile an hour fastballs at me, and I only connected 5 out of 20. So I'm basically a pro.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Austin, anything else you want to talk about? Like, how's your water situation over there?
My water situation?
Yeah. Is it turned off? All that good stuff?
Yeah. No, it's not running or anything. I will say we are now officially getting smoke in the air from the wildfires in BC.
At Kelowna. So
everyone out there be safe, because it's getting pretty brutal. I believe Kelowna or parts of Kelowna have been evacuated.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just Okanagan is burning up there. If any of their 5 to 10 listeners an episode do live in BC, just, you know, be safe, be aware, and be ready to get the hell out of there.
Get some water. I heard that helps.
Yeah. No, it's, be careful out there. It's obviously, for me, it's not so bad. I'm just dealing with the smoke, which sucks, but mm-hmm. I'll deal with smoke, you know. I can deal with some smoke. I've been a smoker for a while now, so I can handle that. But
yeah, it would probably save you some money. You just inhale.
Yeah, just go outside. I don't even have to have a cigarette. Although I have been, Megan, we've been trying to quit.
Slow down a bit at least.
Yeah, it's it's just real expensive. Anyway, I don't know what we're talking about at this point, but
I like how money is the
It's a big part of it, dude. They're like $17 a pack.
Yeah. Your health should be a big part of it too, though.
Yeah, but it's like secondary in this economy, dude.
Fair.
Are you kidding me?
I do want to quickly jump on to that whole Kelowna thing, because my lovely girlfriend actually has a friend that lives in Kelowna.
Oh, shit.
It sounds like he isn't one of the people that has been evacuated yet.
Right.
She keeps, trying to get updates from him and stuff here and there, it sounds like. So.
Right. No, it's scary. It's, those fires are, the power of fire is pretty intense.
Yeah, and Yellowknife is real bad right now. It's sparking up again.
Yellowknife is rough. It's, and we're not out of it yet. There's still lots of dry season. There's still lots of heat, and it's be careful out there. You know, it's yeah.
Start spitting more or something. Make the ground wet. That's all.
Also,
I can say.
Maybe instead of, you know, smoking a joint, maybe just like hit a vape or something. Less chance of a fire. You know.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you're doing any of that stuff, just pay attention. Just make sure you're
safe. Be aware.
Don't just toss on the ground.
But don't be that asshole, you know? Don't be that asshole.
Don't be that guy. You're not that guy.
You don't want to be that guy.
Or gal, or human, or
I love
whatever.
How the end of this episode turned into a fucking PSA.
Hey, we gotta do something, right? To make it interesting.
Yeah.
But Austin, I gotta get ready for some Rough Rider football. I was trying to be excited there. I'm more excited to go to Costco.
Oh, dude. Oh, no. You know what? No. I think we're done here.
Yeah, we're over the clock. This podcast is...
What I think this is actually kind of an example of what the podcast might turn into. Just
us getting stoned and chit-chatting.
Yeah, which is all right.
Apparently we don't like to talk to each other only if we're playing sports against each other.
Or if we're doing a podcast.
Or if we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, you guys don't know this. Morgan and I, the only time we speak like voices is, yeah, video games or the podcast. So, and I think that's the true sign of a male friendship.
Yeah. Pretty much is.
Anyway.
But anyways, finally, we're done. Everyone out there, stay stoned. And most of all, stay safe.
Bye.
See you later, alligator.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
No, Smokey
the Bear
things can.
No, it's Smokey the Bear. It's yeah, fuck.